Today, a word of God from John chapter 8. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Emmanuel Lutheran College, it's a unique place. Special names: Eau Claire Emmanuel Lutheran High School, Emmanuel Lutheran Seminary, Emmanuel Lutheran College. With these kinds of names, you expect certain kinds of activity going on. You expect to find students. I would assume it's a school, it's a college, it's a seminary, it's a high school. A little puzzled. What is a student look like? Are you a student? Is what makes you a student the fact that your folks are caught up on your bill with Dr. Jim? Are you a student because you have the right color eyes, or the right length of hair, or the right hat size, or wear the right clothes? I don't know. I was out here Tuesday night, and there was a student in the pep band. It was kind of a unique-looking student. Had eyes that appeared to be a cross between a panda and a raccoon. I was just kind of glad that I didn't see a whole bunch more people looking like that kind of student. What makes you a student? The right kind of book bag, filled with the right kind of stuff, the right pencils, the right protractor, the right compass, the right graphing calculator. Does that make you finally a student here at Emmanuel? Maybe it's a little bit more esoteric than that. Are you a student because you have the right mix of a genetic pattern from your parents so that you can learn things and so that you can answer questions on a test, or you're capable of some really, really neat critical thinking and can write that all-time great essay that Prof's going to be excited about and be actually looking forward to reading? What makes a student? Today I'm going to tell you what Jesus says about a student. If you abide in my word, Jesus says, you are my students, disciples indeed. As a matter of fact, you and I are inclined to use the word disciple usually in connection with students of religious matters, students in connection with biblical truth. And what Jesus here is saying is that a student is someone who stays at home. Someone who stays at home in his word. That someone who stays at home in Jesus' word is indeed learning and knowing the truth. And this truth has a special unique capability of freeing us. The truth is twofold, really. The truth says something about us, our spiritual nature, our total incapability of pleasing God with our behavior, our truth of having messed up so mightily that there is no hope for any one of us. That truth is told us in the Bible. The truth about sin and its consequences. The truth about death. We learn this truth in order to also appreciate the greater truth, the truth of Jesus coming to earth for the singular purpose of taking care of your and my sin problem. And that's something he did when he offered his life on the cross as the atoning sacrifice to take away our sins. Jesus chose to come from his home in heaven down to this place which he has made our home and given us the truth that is the gospel, something we need him to teach us to appreciate and to learn to love. From time to time, you and I probably make comments about our characteristics as students. I don't even know if you're a student, even in the biblical sense. But Jesus does. He knows. And as a matter of fact, he enables you to stay at home in his word. And it's something we need him to do for us to overcome the otherwise terrible inclinations to sin that we have. We are students. As Jesus leads us to stay at home in his word, a reality and a privilege that leads us to know the truth, and the truth that sets us free from sin, death, hell, the power of the devil. A lot of activities in our lives. As students, we learn math and social studies and English and all these other really fine things. But not one of those things makes us a real student unless we are, each one of us, at home and staying at home in the Word. And we study all these other subjects as disciples of Jesus Christ so that we can apply His truth to every facet of our lives. And thank God that He has given us the privilege and the right and the power to do that. Amen.